Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. Double verified.
Yeah. Got no old papers to throw you off.
I saw an old paper, but I did keep up with that date. It's very important. Very important. Oh. No particular reason.
Oh, okay. No, that like a personal significance?
Yo, or, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the day off in the middle of the week.
Really?
Yeah. It
felt like a double weekend kind of somehow.
It did, but like on the back end of it, you kind of, I don't know, like you got to get back in the swing of it, get some momentum back.
It's kind of a bump in the road.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Kind of like how those service men and women have to get up every morning.
Especially yesterday. They get all these breakfasts and.
Well, do they? Is that for active only though, or former?
Is yeah, it? Veterans.
Yeah, I saw one right. That was mixed. It was both. I swear that was the chair. I could not fart.
I hope it was. If not,
wow.
Excuse me for a second.
Interesting thing down there.
But yeah, it was a mix, and look. It's the thought that counts, but you know a lot of these breakfasts probably weren't that good. We should treat our veterans better.
People can't cook?
Well, I just saw some people went to school with their kids, and I'm like, well, it's probably going to be prepackaged breakfasts that they give to the vets. And
kids had to go to school yesterday?
Yeah. A lot of them. But, you know, other stuff was closed.
Our shop teacher was a vet, so he would have been able to be off, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Will they let him take it off?
They let them off for various religious reasons. I imagine they would do that.
Like, I don't know if an ROTC commander would want to take off now. He's like, you know, I always work. So I'll stay.
That type of person usually, yeah. Yeah. They would, you know, like if they worked for, like they were a lineman or whatever, and they got called in on Christmas Eve, they'd be like, you know what? I'm literally shining the Christmas lights for everyone. I must go. Sorry, kids. If mom ever comes back, tell her where I'm at.
Maybe on Veterans Day, the good news is, you know, you'll be getting a paycheck soon. So that's cool.
Nice news. Yeah.
Which made me think, you know, like Lindsey Graham said he was going to give his pay to, and he did. I saw the check presentation.
Mm-hmm. Was it a big one?
It was. but he cut a regular one, but the amount was a lot. Hmm. So I'm like, are you making this
how
a
much?
Month? It was over $20,000. Like, are you making this?
Well, I mean, if he makes $250 a year, which you assume at least, then yeah.
God almighty. Just to be in the government. He's been doing it a long time. I imagine he'll do it a lot longer.
Yeah, but at that point, though, and people like him and others probably like really, like Trump probably gets off on people that hate him. Like it's probably like a mild, he down deep wishes maybe that they all loved him, but he, down deep I think he's like, the fact that he riles up so many people may, like, subconsciously encourage it a little bit.
Yeah, what sucks about that is you'll have tweeners.
That's Lindsey.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, for probably Trump's, you know, both terms.
I mean, I've heard commercials where he dogged Trump, and then I heard the latest one where he's got Trump on the end saying, "Thank you, Lindsey."
They did a fundraiser for him for a golf tournament.
So if you're in politics, walking down the street, whatever, somebody that visible, you know, it's in your mind that each person I talk to, they either love me or hate me. Either love me or hate me.
God, that would suck.
I know. That would be real bad. Just like in music or sports or radio or whatever, there's more anonymity with that. I prefer that rather than walking down the road and literally having some kind of floating emoji over my head showing what party I represent, you know, like it just sticks out like a sore thumb. Oh, Lindsey. But with Lindsey, it's like, it's kind of like how Trump could go, or not Trump, dear Lord God, Obama could go to, some kind of Muslim church and speak well. He could go to, any kind of school and speak well. But then when he went to a black church, he showed Obama. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, all right, yeah, get a little bit like this. You know, he just feels that spirit.
Swagger.
Yeah. So he can kind of mold himself around the, you know, people he's around. Trump can't do that.
No, and I don't know if you saw the video of Obama yesterday on the honor flight that he went on to surprise the vets. He had to have been thinking.
Like, would have scared the hell out of me.
He'd be like,
about God, what happened to Trump?
Oh, wow.
There's like, there is no way every vet on this plane is an Obama fan. But, you know, it was nobody. The vets are like that. Yeah, nobody got up, said anything. Or one old guy said, I haven't the last president I met was Gerald Ford.
What?
Yeah. Why do presidents not want to go do anything,
Trump seems to love it.
Like, in between Trump and Carter, nobody went to a ball game or anything like that. And you're not always working. I mean, it's a perk you can take advantage of, going to stuff.
Well, I guess you also want to, especially when the nation's in peril, which has my whole life, the ups and the downs of it, it's more of a thing like, God, dude, we ain't got all this stuff that's been promised, or, you know, where's some $2,000 checks? Where's the Facebook money?
Mine's not there.
Facebook money.
You know, dang it. Then you would see the president, you know, at least in the past, we'll even say that, like Kenny Bunkport or on their ranch or whatever, like, you know, or on his golf course.
Yeah, is Camp David, like, you know, is it updated? Is it somewhere you want to go to, or is it?
Bet you that bunker's still somewhere you'd like to go to.
Yeah, I think was W the last one there? 9/11? Was he? I don't know.
I think so. I think they've moved that, or they have more than one now. The plan of contingency.
I haven't even seen what it looks like. It could have all the amenities.
Yeah, I would imagine it's been updated. But like when I have seen it on video and stuff, it looked like a 1970s hotel. The kind of plush carpet and, you know, kind of like Graceland, but, you know, not that gaudy.
So I'm thinking if Trump would rather go to any of his other properties than Camp David, then it must be. I don't like it.
I'm sure he's already went in and fixed up the bunkers real nice. You know. I need HBO.
So I know they did the SNL bit, which was hilarious, but when they show the still picture of the guy passing out and Trump's just sitting there staring off.
Well, RFK, though, man, that was the one that was like, I don't know. And then you see two other people. They actually, like, what's his name? Jennifer Jason Leigh? What's his name? Plays Trump. Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
Jason, I know who you're talking
somebody
about.
With three names.
Yep. They keep messing with his neck. They keep changing.
It's perfect, though, because Trump's had the neck is... I see his neck, and I'm thinking, chid turkey, Thanksgiving's just around the corner.
Oh, Lord.
But you notice, like, in that video where the guy passes out, like, two people acted like they were going to go down and pick him up, but they're kind of looking around to see if anybody else is going to do it first. And that's true in life. Real. I've seen that so many times. Oh, you okay? I'm not even acting like I'm bending over, but are you good?
Don't lock the knees, buddy.
Everybody goes at the same time. We're going to help. RFK, he just like, boom.
When Trump's in a crowd of people, I make it a point to watch him because we've talked to somebody with an attention span like Trump. You lose him real quick. And he'll just stare off and then he'll just, you know, not pay attention.
Falsely.
I don't know if he knew somebody passed out.
Maybe they tell him to stay in place because the dude is standing right by the window. So maybe RFK Jr. thought that he got, like, you know, sniped.
Oh, no.
He just
got him through the window. I would never stand by the window when inside the White House. No, never. Sir.
No, do you remember the videos back in the day? They'd show Clinton sitting in there on the phone, like just the access they had.
Yeah.
Of a clear path.
Yeah. I mean, was that a real window? Or is it like on TV shows where they show the window outside and you realize they're in some compound in Atlanta and there's no window there? It's just all, it's like all a screen.
Rigged up.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a fake. I mean, with today's technology, it could be, right?
With today's technology.
It's a fake, like, window.
I need them to, like, show me proof. When you're overseas, bend over, pick up some sand. Let me see you move it around.
I'll see Trump go to the window. It's not real. It's fake.
He pulls out a gun and there's a duck going by and he's like, oh, it's my favorite one, duck hunt.
Love the ducks. Hate them and love them. I would have, like, you know, I'd be,
you do that well,
freaking Richie Rich. I would have all, like, freaking Top Golf, like, simulators in the White House. Like, I'd bring all the stuff to me. I'd have, look, they joke about it. If they're gonna fight on the lawn, I'd have more stuff out there too.
Yeah. Will there be food trucks?
Why the hell not?
Will there be a jump house for the kids? The kids of the parents who want... What would the ticket prices be for that? My Lord. $125 to go to wrestling in Greenville. What's it going to cost to go see UFC at the White House?
Just to come hang out? Jesus.
If you buy the $5 million gold Visa card, does that get you free entry into all the events at the White House?
So you have a Trump card.
Yeah.
You,
I got my Trump card. I get in for free.
God, this has got me thinking about...
He got me 10% off on my gas the other night at Ingles.
Cool.
Yeah. I slid it in instead of my Advantage card, and they took it.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's what they do for you.
They had little perks of that.
They'll hook it up.
You imagine, too, if you get pulled over by a cop, you need to see your license and registration. You reach in, you pull up that Trump gold card. You look at him when you look at it. He's like, have a good day, sir. He goes and gets back in his car.
Take care.
Like a little poker chip or something you could show him.
Tell him about it today.
Like a little poker chip you could show the cop. Hey, look, I'm in your brotherhood.
Now, this has got me thinking about...
get out of jail free coin.
You get one, you don't get another. Don't try to make copies, too. The White House menu, like, you know, the president's got to pay for his own food. But if you look at the menu or try to find one, it's real limited.
Is that right? He has to buy his own food?
Yeah.
I mean, that's... probably pretty fair.
I mean, there's no...
Give him a snap card. Let him go get...
I mean, if I'm
minimal. Minimal.
There's no pricing on it, but it's real limited. Like, you know, breakfast, you get eggs and omelet.
What do you want? Eggs and an omelet.
You get
a lot of food.
Hot cakes, French toast. Well, I mean, you can pick a few things.
American toast. American toast. Would Freedom fries also.
What the hell is creamed chipped beef?
Ugh, something you're going to vomit on.
I got to look that up.
This is blank on a shingle?
Oh.
Do you think Trump's got a DoorDash account?
Oh, yeah. If he had Snap, though, like McDonald's would take Snap. If they don't already, do they? They should.
I don't know. Does any fast food take it? I got a lot of money, so I don't know how it works.
I don't either. I see, you know.
Kidding.
I see vape.
Vape. Do vape stores take Snap?
Just say vape, Snap, ATM. You know, those little generic little neon signs you get for the gas station.
I gotta ask Anonymous Noah, can your vape store take EBT? Let me know.
Is there a barter system? Like, man, nice. my rig is low on juice.
You can't get...
It's my Kubota saw.
You can't get this out of the image. You can give it
two chickens for that.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you could barter animals. I just now remember
that. That would be terrible.
That would be awful.
animals and vegetables.
I wonder what you could get for some of your big big items.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean, like in like food? Or? Well,
I wouldn't.
In that case, I'd just slaughter them and eat them.
Nah, no. We got a thing bigger than food.
Oh, you like can't. That's cruel.
Well, somebody's going to.
Those are your pets.
Like a cow for a dirt bike, or you know,
a
something
dirt
like
bike,
that. A motorcycle.
I trade one for a fur coat right now, baby.
I'm gonna skin this cow. What's your name, O'Hara? I'm gonna gut her and skin her.
O'Hara. She wasn't on Star Trek. It's a Laura.
Laura.
Yeah, another cow named Zulu.
Imagine.
That's terrible.
She's got a cloven hoof. She's sitting there doing the Shaka Zulu sign or whatever they called it.
It never made sense. To be like, hey, why is the Chinese guy named Zulu? Like, it's not.
It was confusing.
You're saying it wrong.
It was
dummy.
Confusing. And that was the first black and white kiss ever on TV was Uhura and Shatner.
Sure as hell wasn't the last one. Then you're like, who's that animal looking dude with a weird forehead? Why is he on here?
Oh, New Generation?
You're not afraid he's going to eat everybody?
Yeah, it kind of like he was turned into Luchasaurus from AEW. Like he started getting like dinosaur bumps on his forehead. Like, man.
He's got dermals or whatever.
He must have been on the dark side of the moon and got that weird radiation or something going on in his forehead. It's like he's turning into a rhinoceros.
Y'all let this guy back on the ship?
He's slowly turning into a unicorn.
He's a rhinoceros. He's like that chick on the fuss in that time to say endometrius.
Endometriosis.
Rhinoceros. He got endometrius.
He's got a... Why was traffic email sent by rhinoceros?
That's what I'm calling it now. Just got rebranded.
Rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros.
Why? You don't want to get too hard on the rye.
Y'all got rhinoceros?
Rhinoceros.
Oh, hell. All right, I'm back in it now. It's fun again. Momentum's back.
That's fun.
If you had a rhino, that would be pretty cool.
Oh, boy. You know, those are...
Or a zebra.
Those would probably be a mess to mess with.
We used to have rhinos.
Be mad at you.
We did.
Come after you.
We had the rhinos.
And the starting quarterback had to quit.
Even on Old Wrestling the other night, they took a little swipe at it. I don't know if anybody noticed it or not when they said, we're in Greenville, South Carolina tonight. This is home of the swamp rabbits. What's a swamp rabbit? I don't know. Like, that was their thing.
Okay. You know, but...
It's a rabbit with a stick.
Old Jade Cargill, she's like, when she was doing the promo, she's like, we're going to be at the Well Center tonight. And I'm like, oh.
Ooh. What she said...
You know, like Tony Bonsecour gets very mad every time you don't say the full name.
Or they got generics they got to stick by, like, you know, in case they forget. We're going to be down at the gimmick tonight.
We're going to be down at the big box.
Because, you know, Jesse James is the master at this stuff. He's good at it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what city he's in.
Well, our old building was called the Big Brown Box. I thought that was awesome. The old Memorial Auditorium.
He knows what to say if he forgets the name.
Yeah.
Mr. Big Time Know-It-All.
Mr. Big Time Know-It-All. My brother over here from another mother.
The Big Brown Box.
Yes. I have a brick from it.
God, man.
Hallowed halls. Okay, so happy belated Veterans Day. We told you on Monday, though. And although, Fatboy, you said the word wrong at the end of the show. You said unwipe, and it was rewipe. I don't know that you can unwipe.
I can't even remember how that started.
Ew. That sounds nasty.
I don't remember either.
I know we've been doing it.
Yeah, it's kind
please
of
don't ever unwipe. Word.
Unwipe.
I think you can.
Hang on a second. If we don't know where it started, why are we still saying it?
Well, I mean, do you understand all the words of a Star Spangled Banner?
I used to think it was Jose, can you see?
I did too.
Well, it might be again.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light.
I just know. Now I say it with flag and then home of the Chiefs.
You used to not say flag back in the 90s. Mm-mm. People would take offense to it these days. Best damn audio today. That'll be coming up at 8:25. We got some good stuff. I feel. it's some different stuff.
Yeah, I thought last week was good, and it was good. This might top it.
I have for you a woman who is very, very pretty. In fact, she's an Olympic champion, but she goes and talks. My God.
Ooh.
It is one of the most piercing voices you'll ever hear in your life.
Oh, Lord.
Either that or she's got a job working for DreamWorks maybe down the road. Some kind of voiceover artist.
Is it a pitch? Or?
Oh, I don't know. It's weird. It sounds like it's been manipulated, and it's her real voice.
Oh,
it's very crazy.
Okay. I've got a guy who's going to take us down memory lane, especially if you grew up in the South.
Yay.
You're going to know exactly what he's talking about and what he's saying. You're like, oh, the good old days.
For who?
Men who grew up in the South.
Okay.
Boys who are men now.
Hmm.
Oh.
Not women.
Is it a restaurant?
How do I?
Women shouldn't say this stuff.
Say goodbye. Oh, okay.
So it's boys to men talking crap about women.
God, that, you know what? That bit they did kind of made me think about it. All their songs were real, like, not really savvy, but just kind of like, you know, just kind of puss.
Puss rock.
Well, puss pop,
I guess. Pop.
Yeah.
Hey!
Like, they liked their moms way too much. Like, you don't need all these mom songs.
Well, I mean,
what's the term? Make love is kind of simp.
What do you say now? Don't.
Like that one, remember the Hootie album where he did the song about his mom and he kind of like was crying when he sang it?
No.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was like a B-side on one of the
albums.
She
passed away, is that why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's find that out.
Who was the other one? Didn't Jonathan Davis go on with some tirade about his mom in one of the songs?
Adidas, maybe? I don't know.
No, I don't think it was Adidas. Tupac?
What's the, oh God, yeah. I mean, constantly. All right, we get it, dude. You know, your mom raised you.
Daddy got one song, and it was about his hands. That's it. Daddy's hands. And then the other puss mad at his daddy for not letting Jimmy Johnson go fishing with him. It's like, he's going to be a coach one day. He's going to be big time. Shout out to T. McGraw. So that'll be coming up today, and all kinds of fun activities. Paige?
Yeah.
What is up in the Plex?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Was the lady at a mass market retail company flirting with you?
Mass market retail. I don't even know what that means.
If you thought she was, you may be correct. She was flirting with you.
Dude, I Googled Hootie Mama song, and guess what came up? What? Hootie Mama from Two Life.
Say nothing but Hootie Mama.
Hootie Mama.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, it's hard. Wow. Well, I may agree with that woman one day.
Is that a woman?
That's Paige this weekend.
It may be. Well, this mass market retail company is changing their policy. So if you feel like people are like hitting on you, you may be right.
I don't.
No.
Who, you the bearded hecklers?
You're so sexy.
Well, I don't
want looking
say
for
that.
A gift for someone or something for yourself?
You look good.
So, can't see the lines, can you, Russ?
Nope.
That's my name.
Married. No stuff.
Well, Target.
Hey, baby.
Has supposedly launched a, quote, flirty new role requiring employees to smile at shoppers within 10 feet.
Well, that's a thought.
And then, yeah, as they get closer, make eye contact.
You know what's weird?
Wave, say hello.
I don't need the interactions like when you go to a grocery store or not a grocery store, maybe a gas station, and you go in and I don't need to say, hey, how's your day going? Or a thank you is nice. Do you ever notice transactions you go in, they beep, 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 and they just look at the screen and then look at you, yeah, and then you put your little tap thing on there, and then they're, and they just hand you the receipt. There's no talking, no eye contact. It's almost like, I don't know if that was a real person. That could have been a robot.
Bad customer service.
A bad-looking model.
I try to say the saying back to them before they can get it out. Thank you. Come again. Have a good one.
My pleasure.
Do you really?
Yeah, because they do it so fast. Hey, welcome so-and-so. Hey.
I love the old school ones where it's like, and not in a sexual way, but like when it's an older woman, she'll call her by sugar and baby and everything.
Oh, she'll objectify us.
I love it.
So if I came up to you, how would I get your attention? I mean, what I say?
Grab me by the balls.
Oh, I will. I'll go. Is there anything you're looking for in particular?
No, I meant I was in sporting goods.
Oh,
yes.
I'd be like, I don't know how to hit that, but
I think you use Christmas tree cakes as pasties.
Yeah,
and you just casually
actual
walk down
size
the aisle.
Christmas tree cakes.
Yeah, actual yeah. Christmas
like
tree
sheet cakes.
Would you like a bite?
I'll hire you on the spot.
You've got something on your nose, ma'am. Will you help me get it off?
I can lick it.
I wasn't
for you.
Talking about the nose.
You're gonna have a lot more on your nose if you keep talking.
So is that like? I mean, this day and age, it seems like they would be asking for the complete opposite of that because of, you know, people getting all mad when you get flirty with them. Usually women.
Yeah, you got to read the room, right? A lot of people don't want to be talked to, messed with.
You know, that's just policy to approach people and be nice. And
Or they'll think that you're, like, watching them because you think they're stealing
or
whatever.
That's what people think. Because yeah. I approach, I say, is there anything you need in particular? Is there an event? Or,
you know, I need you to get out of the way.
Are you shopping for something?
Look
like
the other way when I shove this Maybelline down my britches.
Particularly, you know, like in fragrance, because gift sets and everything, you ask them, are you purchasing something for yourself or is it a gift?
Why are you trying to say I stink?
Are you trying to say I'm going to steal something? You better leave me alone. But that's the way, no, thank you.
You know, Target's already got the fat mannequins. So they're kind of, you know, trying to reach across, you know, a broad spectrum of people.
You know what's funny, though?
Fat mannequins.
I was thinking, and I don't know this to be true, but I was thinking about this the other day because I was actually in Target of Bowling Springs, and I saw one of the plus-size mannequins, but no heads. Like, there's no head.
That's so fat head on the mannequin.
There's no head at all. So I remember mannequin heads. So I'm wondering now, like, okay, is it they don't want to show too much favoritism to like a blonde mannequin, or the eyes maybe give it away, you know, it's not for everyone, so they just offered their heads, and now it's like it's, you know, every plus size person.
Yeah.
At least of that shade.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know what it is about where I work. People like to steal the hands off the mannequins for some reason. It's
like, you can't do anything with, like, you can't bend them, right? They're just,
I don't know.
It's probably Chubbs from Happy Gilmore.
And there's a skeleton at one part in the department that I work in, and people won't, they like to fondle the skeleton all the time. We have to say, please don't touch it. What is your problem?
Do not touch the skeleton.
They'll look at it and, like, wiggle it and stuff. You're okay, why?
This is Rob Macy. Do not touch my skeleton. Thank you. Buy my fragrance. Extra large panties are half off. Downstairs.
Don't miss the parade.
Big and tall panties.
Don't
half
miss
off.
The parade in New York.
Big and tall thongs.
Yeah. If you're in that deal. Store, you'll be waiting in line.
Go downstairs and see Macy Gray. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Macy's.
It's like Victoria's Secret used to be. You can get like 5 for $100 here because they're extra large. Big and tall thongs.
Oh, I haven't been there in a while. I like that store.
I like how they don't go past a certain size.
That's you talking about who?
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. They I think they just kind of motion with their head upstairs, like that's where Lane Bryant is. Hey.
We can't help you here, but thank
her
you.
Her friend Lane, she might be able to help you out.
Go to there's an ass seat on TV store around the corner, you know.
Cool. Is it still?
Yeah. Well, you wore a slingshot or whatever.
That's the symbol when you see the As Seen on TV thing on a gift. You're like, you don't care about me.
You so don't. If you think that people are feeling a little bit more flirty, they are. They don't like you. They're just doing what they're supposed to be doing. Damn it.
I wonder if they'll give you tips. Like, hey, should I go commando, target liaison? And they're like, no. If you have a bad day, like, it's going to be awful.
You going to come in naked?
Well, you know, like, you should wear some protection for your shorts, pants, whatever. It's not hot to walk around with no underwear. No. I'm going to be thinking the whole time, like, if you mess up, like, your pants are ruined.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, like,
Even, the hottest woman.
Like, if Chilly Knight got you or whatever.
Or just you sneezed real hard.
Yes.
Or you get Why are you leaving home?
Just get the bubble guts at work.
You have that problem.
What if you had a bad lunch and it just hit you in the afternoon?
What if
you're meeting Sally for lunch and she's going to tell you where to meet her and she's like, let's just get a Chipotle.
The Sally from David Allen Coe songs?
What if?
Yes. With the stains on her pillow. She's like, let's get a Chipotle. Chick-fil-A? No, Chipotle. I'm wearing all pants today with no underwear. So?
Sally.
Are you blank or blanking Sally? Well, yes, I am.
Long, tall. There's a lot of Sallys.
All right.
Yeah, there is.
Well, I'm Paige. That's your Rice Guys headline.
Sally Rod.
Jesse Raphael.
Sally Struthers.
Oh, Struthers Brothers.
That's not correct. Paige, again, thank you. I'll say Ghostbusters then, just so it'll work.
Sally's Fitness.
Fit in what? Fat Boy, what?
What?
Is up in sports.
What? So, since the Major League Baseball pitchers for the Guardians got caught, baseball's got some new gambling safeguards, they call them. We'll tell you what they are. Plus, we'll play a new game called Do Tony Romo Know What He Said?
Any truth to the rumor they're going to make Mookie Betts change his last name? Is there a chance?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Is Oscar Gamble glad he's not in the league anymore?
He'll have to be Mookie Moore or Mookie Less.
All right, we'll find out about that and a whole bunch more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, or it's sports.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Yeah, woo-hoo!
Sports.
Sports. Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. So we had a couple pitchers for the Guardians that got in trouble for tipping their pitches. They were altering their pitches, throwing certain pitches at certain times so people could bet on them.
They need to market more so. And I know we're outside of their area, but like I think you could stop 6 in 10, maybe even more, 6 in 10 people on the streets and say, who are the Guardians? No one would know.
No.
Would not know.
And it sucks, man, because baseball ratings are the highest now that they've been in years. The pitch clock was great for baseball. Sped the game up. But it's hard to find on TV.
Bring back Morgana the Kissing Bandit.
Oh, she was great.
Oh, see, she's still with us.
You know,
does she kiss every player, or is it just
usually the
one?
Pitcher.
Oh.
Okay. Or, but, yeah, it would be sometimes like first baseman or something.
Okay. She didn't care.
They got to
still with us. She's 78.
God bless her.
We got to get her YouTube TV back, and they got to get baseball on it. They got to figure that out. So the hang up now is they're trying to figure out the ESPN part of it. And Disney's losing $30 million a week off of customers they do not have. I say that to say this. Now, Major League Baseball.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask for somebody's password.
No, I got it. Like, I want to be able to watch Dancing with the Stars, damn it.
Damn it.
Live.
Who's on there? Is that man. Olympian chick still on there?
Yeah, she's still there. Well, hey.
Jordan?
I'm assuming because I didn't get to watch last night's.
Oh, don't spoil it for him on the text. 1-800-774-0092.
What you doing? She's still on there, yeah. Andy? Is Andy still on there? I don't know.
Andy Samberg?
Richter.
Oh.
So, I'll say all that to say this.
I love you, fat boy.
God, wow.
You can tell he's married.
I know. But Major League, well, you can bet on it.
That you're married?
No, you can bet on the show.
Oh, I
see. Got a little action. Is that where you do that? Oh, that's kind of funny.
So, I say all that to say this. Major League Baseball and U.S. sports books have agreed to institute a nationwide $200 betting limit on wagers that focus on individual pitchers. So, because they were betting big money to get these pitchers, and they were like, look, you know, you throw a fastball in the second inning, because you could bet on certain pitches, how many pitches were thrown of a certain type. So they're going to get rid of all that.
God.
And they're saying this could have a ripple effect that, excuse me, I clear my throat to say this. It could have a ripple effect into other sports as far as certain props.
Quarterback. They're going to go right at – I'm surprised they didn't start with quarterbacks.
Well, they could, you know, like is a – and they have odd props and some of this stuff. Like the over-under for a quarterback throwing at least 5 yards is 3.5 quarters. And that seems like an easy bet. But if a team's blowing out the other team in the fourth quarter, he's not really going to throw. Don't need no need to throw. So stuff like that you want to try to eliminate. Odd prop bets that, you know, look – we're just getting to the surface of this stuff, too. We don't even know as far as – I can't keep bringing up the person's name.
Why?
because you know that training we have.
You have a source?
No, but it's like if you keep bringing up something that you saw that was reported that you know doesn't mean
you're making it factual.
Yeah,
unless you say according to whatever.
So there's a certain basketball coach, you know, currently still coaching that has questionable ties to previous poker games.
So they're just really narrowing down with which ones they'll tolerate, and the other ones have to go away.
Yeah, they're going to figure all that stuff out. So it's going to change the way people bet, you know.
Do you think that it was because people were getting stuff over on the bookies that they – because otherwise, why would they give a crap?
No, because the books are really good. If there's too much action on a bet,
they'll figure it out.
They'll change it or pull it completely. They were just getting to these players and saying, you know, offering gobs of money. We saw UFC. You know, Dana White said that he was in – he didn't say which FBI, which – I'll bring that up.
Female body inspector.
It could have been the fully blooded Italians for all we
know. That's true. Big Sally Graziano.
I say that to say this. Dana White is a Patriots fan. The Patriots played the Bucks this past Sunday. Patriots beat the Bucks. Tony Romo was on the call. Let's play a little game called Do Tony Romo Know What He Just Said?
It's fundamentally sound. This team is DTF, Jim. Patriots details, toughness, and they finish.
Okay, I mean, it's not the DTF that we've known to love these days.
Nope, not DTF, not GTL. You don't know what any of those are, or does he?
TSL.
Your TSO. You used to have your TSO question of the day. Who's the guy who works the
least? W-O.
I saw Sting, another signing, Wolfpack Sting this time.
Oh, I would not that.
There's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of Wolfpack Stings.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I think I'd prefer the Crow's team. Look. But look.
You know what would be great on his last little, you know, he's on his last run too. He and John Cena both. If he showed up dressed as Surfer Sting, that'd be awesome. He had like the box top.
Does he have the hair for it now?
No.
Yeah. You'd have to fill it in a little bit, some extensions.
There was a lot of hairspray on that hair, and it did not move. I don't mind saying it. I mean, come on. The guy, there was a lot of hairspray on there. Like a helmet.
Lord.
Could he get extensions and then just cut them real short to a flat top?
Get extensions.
Because Surfer Sting kind of looked like a highway patrolman, if we're being honest. He had that hair.
Well, he did tag team with RoboCop.
Oh, yeah, Capital Combat. His costume was falling off.
So many Stings, like Surfer Sting and Sting.
There was a NWO Sting. Yes. Yeah. There was a...
There's a Wolfpack Sting.
Fat Boy's going to be caught later in an underage Sting.
Oh,
Stinky Sting.
You had me confused with a local news anchor. We're going to leave you on that. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't.
You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.